I have the pleasure this morning of talking with Diane Billings. And Diane, thank you so much for your willingness to be interviewed for Nurse Educator. Could you just give us a little bio of your career?
Yes, well, thank you, Marilyn, for inviting me to participate in this interview, and congratulations on your nice honor at Nurse Educator. So my bio, I started at Duke University, where I got my baccalaureate degree, and then after doing a little post-conference for a community health faculty member when I was working in community health, I realized how much I enjoyed teaching. So then I went on and got my master's degree and doctoral degrees, and I got those in education because I knew that at that time was going to be a good background for me for teaching. So then I started my career teaching in a diploma program, which then merged into an associate degree program. And then as my career evolved, I taught in a baccalaureate program, a master's, and a doctoral program. So over the course of my career, I've seen all the programs and seen them evolve. And my last position was to be the associate dean for teaching, learning, and information resources. And there I was working with the online education and the distance education that we were doing at Indiana University School of Nursing.
Thank you, Diane. Could you just kind of think back over the last 40 years of your career? Because as you know, Nurse Educator is celebrating its 40 years of publication. What do you think has changed the most in nursing education and how we teach students?
Well, it's very interesting to look back over time here, and the one thing that always strikes me is the diversity of the students. When I first was teaching in the diploma program, all of the students were white. They came from around Indianapolis. It was a Catholic school, so most of them were Catholic, and they were all about 18 to 20 years old. And now when I walk into a classroom, we can see men and women. We can see, just a rich diversity of ethnicities and ages and all kinds of exciting things that, really enrich the classroom. So for sure, one thing is the diversity of the students, and maybe even to emphasize the age, because early on in nursing education, all the students were just post high school, and now we have programs that are really addressing the needs of a whole variety of students. And of course, all of the courses were on campus, and now we know that we are doing the distance accessible courses, so that for sure has changed. And then I think we can look back and see the different kinds of educational programs that are available. We did early on have master's degrees for nurses, but at least at our school at Indiana University, that program was housed in the School of Education as it started. So now we've, the master's program, of course, has moved into nursing. And then we had the opportunity to go beyond that. We developed doctoral degrees in nursing, and now, of course, we have the DNP and the PhD as well. So all kinds of options and variety for nursing education. So the types of programs and the curriculum, and of course these continue to evolve. But looking back, it's been quite an interesting trajectory. And then I also look back on what the preparation for the role of a nurse educator has been. And like when I started, we just popped in and did it. We didn't even think that we needed any orientation or preparation. And actually, having a baccalaureate degree was sufficient educational preparation. And of course, now that's evolved, and I've taught the teacher education courses at Indiana University since I obtained my doctoral degree, which probably has now been 20 or 30 years ago. And at that time, we did have educator courses, and that was just kind of the beginning of being able to say we needed that educators needed some kind of a specific preparation as well. And at that time, I probably had 3 to 5 or 6 students in the series of courses. And 15 or 20 years later, I was teaching 60. So we saw a huge surge of people who wanted to be educators but realized that they needed to have the educational preparation for that. And we saw the courses evolve, too. We had the traditional curriculum and evaluation and teaching methods courses, but you know, as our practice expanded, we now have courses that emphasize the use of technology and some specific courses about using simulation and teaching in distance education and online programs. So we've really, you know, seen a surge of the preparation for the role of the nurse educator, and you know, that's just been very heartwarming to see that become more valued. And then I can look back on the different kinds of things that are the teaching strategies that have evolved. And, you know, back in the day, the only thing that we knew how to do or did was lecture. That was the role. And I can remember, you know, sitting with my yellow pad of paper and making these fabulous outlines and trying, you know, even rehearsing them to be sure that I was saying everything that I was supposed to say. And, you know, that was it. That's how each class went, and, you know, a certain amount of time went into getting all of that right. And I know we gave multiple choice test questions to evaluate whether the students understood all the words of wisdom we had given them, but there was, our notion of active learning was, we didn't have that notion exactly, but the act of learning was students would sit and listen. So, of course, we've come a long, long way since then, and we understand better how students learn and how they need to be engaged with their learning and all the strategies that we can use. And, you know, it's fun to read the nursing education journals to see all the different kinds of strategies that people are have employed, and how, you know, we're really being much more efficient and effective in helping the students learn. And then another interesting thing that's fun to reflect back on is, where did we draw our body of knowledge about teaching? And, you know, even in the 80s, we were still pretty much borrowing our body of knowledge. We were depending on, you know, schools of education, the psych, ed psych courses, and, you know, the learning courses. And then I had made a minor in adult education from the School of Education. So those were the theories and the strategies that we were depending on and, you know, citing and so on. And now if we look at our publications, we can see that there's, you know, a body of nursing knowledge. Not to say that we aren't interdisciplinary and continue to use theories that work for nursing students, but we're testing them and adapting them in different ways, I think, than we did much earlier. So that, I would say. And then I'll kind of end here on the changes that I've seen is that the our nursing education journals have really expanded here, and, you know, kudos again to Nurse Educator for, you know, being there for us all these years, and, you know, certainly the quantity of manuscripts that come in, I know you see that as well, and then the quality. I think we, you know, now have a much better evidence base to draw on when we're, you know, trying to figure out what we're doing, and because of the journal's publications, I think our research is, you know, much more robust because we, you know, have research that we can build on and do a decent lit review to see what the state of the art is and so on. So the journals and the research that we're doing. So I think that that's probably, you know, some of the major changes that I've seen.
And it's interesting, Diana, I've done some of these interviews, and nobody has really mentioned the nursing education literature, but that is something that has really changed over the last 40 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just really fun to see, you know, the different kinds of things that, and, you know, really now the quality, and some of it, too, is because we're supporting nursing education research, but we need the journals to be there to disseminate it.
Right.
So it's, a, you know, a wonderful dissemination opportunity, and I see people building on and citing, you know, previous articles that they've, you know, reviewed. So, you know, I just do think this is a major emphasis and a major contribution to building the science of nursing education.
Right. Can you think back over your career and offer some lessons learned or maybe the top advice you would give to a novice faculty member in nursing?
Sure. That's always fun to kind of think about you know, what I've learned and what I would love to share with people. I think that the main thing that always strikes me about my career is I always did something that I enjoyed. So do what you love, because then it doesn't really seem like work. For me, everything was interesting, and I enjoyed the people that I was working with, and I had a group of colleagues that made it fun to be at work. So be sure that you're doing something that you really enjoy. And then I think another lesson that people can pay attention to is to develop an area of expertise. I know we try to do that with our doctoral students to help them, you know, identify where their research trajectory is and how they're going to be able to contribute to the science. But if you get yourself too scattered, then you're not really doing anything well. And I think it was the Billy Crystal movie where they put up his index finger and, do one thing well. So develop that area of expertise, because I think that helps faculty focus, and then it also helps know how to spend your energy. Mm-hmm. And I would say also to take risks. And be innovative. I know it's easy to sit back and, say, well, let somebody else do it, or I'm not going to put my neck out. But if we don't take any risks and think of new things and new ways of doing things, or even taking the risk of submitting what we've done to a nursing journal, we need to take those risks, because that's how we are going to succeed and help advance the profession. So I always nudge people to go ahead and, put their neck out a little bit.
And I think that's how we've developed innovations in nursing education.
Absolutely, because if we didn't have people who were willing to be doing, different things and maybe be the first out of the box to do something, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Right.
So, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Diane, for sharing your reflections over your career and offering some advice to nurse educators.
Well, Marilyn, you're very welcome. I, really enjoyed being able to participate.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.